The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time to cruise the Internet Talk Radio airwaves. Welcome to Cruise Views with Ken Muscat, brought to you by MSC Cruises. You ever wanted to know what makes the cruise industry tick? Get ready for an exciting behind-the-scenes look at the people, the destinations, and the ongoing innovations of one of the most exciting and fastest-growing industries. Now, here's your host, Ken Muscat.
Welcome to Cruise Views. I'm your host, Ken Muscat. We're coming to you live from South Florida, home to the newest and largest cruise ships in the world. Today's show is brought to you by MSC Cruises, Mediterranean-style cruising where life is measured in moments, not minutes. I can't believe it, but this is our 10th show. We only have three more left after this, and have had great shows up until now, and I know today's show is going to be incredible, as well as our three remaining shows. First and foremost, I want to thank Richard Hickey, who stood in for me last week. I was actually traveling abroad, and Richard hosted the show, and I listened in for a little bit, and I know he did a great job, so I appreciate that, and appreciate all of you continuing to listen. As you know, cruising only continues to grow, and we want to continue to generate extreme excitement with everybody from travel agents to customers out there. That's why we do this show every single week. And we also want to remind you that we are giving away great prizes, not only on a weekly basis, but also one grand prize at the end of our 13-week series, which is a free 7-night cruise on MSC Cruises in a balcony stateroom. So to win these prizes, follow us on Twitter at Ken Muscat. That's at Ken, K-E-N, Muscat, M-U-S-K-A-T, and also at MSC Cruises USA on Twitter and on Facebook at facebook.com/MSC Cruises USA. And look for the Cruise Views question of the week. We post a question at the end of each show, and it'll be a question related to something we talk about in the show. When you have the answer to the question, email your answer to cruise.views@msccruisesusa.com, and we will pick one winner a week, and then again, your name will be entered into the hat for a grand prize at the end of the 13-week series for a free cruise in the Caribbean. So who would not want something as good as that? Today's grand prize, or today's weekly prize, is a collection of CDs representing the best of the best of cruise ship musicians and entertainment. And we're going to talk a little bit later to our guest, Jim D'Amico, who is providing these CDs. So we want to thank him in advance. Last week, we spoke all about family cruise adventures, and I know we had some very exciting guests. I missed the show myself, like I mentioned, because Richard Hickey stood in for me, so I went back onto the podcast and listened to it, and I want to remind you that you could do the same thing. You could go onto voiceamerica.com, onto our page, and you can listen to the shows, and you can also download from iTunes by putting in the search Cruise Views. Today's show is all about entertainment at sea. And, you know, the industry does not only continue to build the biggest and best ships in the world, but the new era of cruise ship travel has taken entertainment on the high seas to a whole new level. No longer is it what you would have seen on the Love Boat or any of the old days. Today, cruisers can choose from an incredible array of options ranging from world-class evening entertainment, multiple bars and lounges, comedy clubs, beach clubs, bowling alleys, water and theme parks, educational enrichment programs, even Broadway shows. Travelers can actually determine their cruise vacation according to the type of activity that they are seeking. So whether you want to be entertained all week or you want to just relax and escape to some of the great destinations we've spoken about, you can now choose based on the type of entertainment or activity that you want to do. This week's guest, we have an incredible lineup. We have Gary Bembridge. We're going to start with him. He's a cruise expert and blogger. I follow him, and I follow his tweets, and he's absolutely outstanding and a great professional in the cruise industry. We're also going to follow up after Gary with Brent Jensen from Blend Craft Wines and finish our show with Jim D'Amico, who's the owner of Punch Entertainment. So I want to jump right into it and introduce you to our first guest. Our first guest, like I mentioned, is Gary Bembridge. He's a cruise expert and blogger. He's been an avid cruise fan and self-confessed ship geek for over a decade. He stumbled into cruising over a decade ago when he reluctantly went on a business conference taking part on a ship and discovered he loved being at sea. Since then, he's cruised extensively around the world. In addition to being a global marketing consultant, he also runs Tips for Travelers. That's tipsfortravelers.com, which he launched in 2005, and from where he podcasts, blogs, and produces videos about travel and his first love, cruising. His latest project is a book entitled The Cruise Traveler's Handbook, which is due to be published at the end of this month. So, Gary, are you on the line with us?
I am indeed, yes. Hi, Ken. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. And, you know, I want to start right off with the way I start with most of my guests and just ask for a little bit more about your background. I just told everybody that you became an avid cruiser somewhat by mistake. But tell us a little bit about how what not only how you got into it, but what has kept you so interested in the cruise industry?
Well, I think it's travel's always sort of been in my blood, and I think that's why cruising kind of excited me so much, because I grew up in Africa. I was actually born in Africa, in Zimbabwe, so I was kind of miles away from anywhere. I always felt I was miles away from anywhere, and I always wanted to travel to all these places that I kind of read about. So after school, I moved to London, and I got into marketing, as you mentioned, but I always had a global job, so I was traveling all the time. So I kind of slightly obsessed with traveling, and then I guess like so many people, I had these preconceptions about cruising. You know, it was for old people, there was nothing to do, all those kinds of things. And I went on this, as you mentioned, this business conference, and the minute we set a sail, the minute we went out to sea, I kind of got it. And I think ever since then, I that excitement of, you know, pulling away from a port, heading out to sea, knowing that you're heading somewhere different the next day, I just find incredibly exciting.
It really is an addicting. It really is an addicting industry, and it's funny that you said what you said, because almost everybody I've spoken to or we've interviewed on this show has fallen into it somewhat by mistake. They were sent on a business trip, or they were a journalist sent to write a story, and then 100 cruises later, they realize how much they love it and are addicted to it. So,
exactly. I don't think I've ever met anyone who's been on a cruise who hasn't got hooked. I'm sure there must be some people, but I haven't met anyone yet.
Exactly the same way. I haven't met anyone yet either. So it's a good lesson learned out there for anybody who's listening, who's never cruised before, who thought that you may not like it. You got to try it out, because I guarantee you, you're going to be hooked. So we're talking all about entertainment on the high seas today, Gary, and I know that the cruise lines, all the cruise lines and all the different cruise ships that are out there offer some incredible entertainment and activities. And from your perspective, what you've seen, and in your opinion, how have you seen it change over the years? And how would you describe to somebody the type of entertainment that they can find on the high seas today?
I think it's probably the way that entertainment's changing is it's becoming more diverse, and I think it's becoming more sort of segmented, if that's the right word. Because I think, you know, that used to be a very standard fair of entertainment, which was largely around kind of port lectures. There was dancing, and, you know, some gambling, and actually it's becoming much more sophisticated. And I guess, as the audience who've gone on cruises become more sophisticated, you know, are so different. You know, you've got families coming on, you've got older people, you've got younger people, you've got couples. You know, and I think that's what's happening, is the cruise industry is moving as people's tastes get more kind of demanding. So I think the biggest change is that. And I think the other change is that different cruise lines are starting to realize that entertainment and activities are a real differentiator, a thing that's going to attract people. And so they're actually specializing in different types of entertainment, you know, whether it's, you know, sort of lots of fun and full on, or whether it's very in-depth cultural stuff that you see on Voyages of Antiquity, or whether it's very family-friendly stuff like we see on MSC Cruises. So I think that's where I see it going, is people are, cruise lines are saying, we just have to get our, you know, give the kind of entertainment to attract very sophisticated or increasingly sophisticated and demanding people. And I guess also, as people cruise more and more, they don't want the same old fare. So, you know, traditionally cruise lines used to have, certainly in the theaters, would have a very similar kind of shows, which were sort of musical review shows, you know, greatest hits of ABBA or whatever. And actually people don't want that anymore, because every cruise ship they go on, they see the same show. So they're looking for something new and something different.
Yeah, I agree. It used to be that you had a small lounge or a theater where you had the singers and dancers doing their thing, and now there's so many different choices. Let's talk a little bit about what some of those things are, because, you know, there's a part of it that's in the theater, like I mentioned and like you mentioned, where these shows are Broadway-style shows or Vegas-style shows, and then there's other things such as, you know, wine tasting events and enrichment and lectures. And what are some of those other things that people may not expect to find on a cruise that you have seen they would be pleasantly surprised about on the entertainment or activity side?
Yeah, and Ken, maybe I'll sort of answer that by answering, by also telling you the things that surprised me the most and the things that I've kind of hadn't expected and have fallen in love with, because I think that's, I was probably one of those people as well. I mean, I guess one of the things that I personally like and I think surprises people, and it's not on every cruise line, is that whole lecture program and that kind of learning program and the ability to learn new skills. You know, for example, you know, I did a crossing in December on Cunard, where you're kind of at sea for many days, but they had a guy who was the producer of Evita, which was currently running at that time on Broadway, and over the course of, you know, the 7 days, he explained all the workings behind Broadway, the history of Broadway, how the show's put together, the funding, the financing, how, you know, casting. So he kind of learned this stuff that you would never kind of learned before. Someone else did a whole thing about the history of New York skyscrapers. So I think that's one thing that, you know, you don't almost expect to go on holiday and come back with kind of fascinating kind of insights and learning. I think the other thing, which, although it's probably increasingly well known, is just the sense of thrill seeking that you can do, whether it's, you know, water slides like the Vertigo on Preziosa or rock climbing or ice skating or those kind of things. I think that to me is still a surprise. Every time I go on a ship, I find another kind of thrill, you know, with its 40 rides or those kind of things. I think the other thing which are perhaps less known is the behind-the-scenes activities. And many cruise lines are understanding that, you know, people want to understand what happens, you know, in the hidden ship, as I often call it, which is, you know, it's probably got as many people as are on the ship. Yeah, which is all the crew and the engineers and that kind of stuff. And increasingly, cruise lines are taking you behind the scenes, so you can go and tour, you know, not only the galley and the stores, but you can actually see how the medical center works, how the logistics work, how, you know, the engines, all that kind of stuff. And I think that's something that becomes very exciting, because that's something you'll never see anywhere else. And I think the other thing, which I sort of touched on a bit, is every time most cruises I go on, I come away with some new skill. Well, I've learned how to play bridge. You mentioned it earlier. I've learned how to cook better. I've even learned how to make tile animals. but kind of some are silly, you know, kind of fun things, and some are skills. So I think it's those kind of things. And then there's the obvious things, you know, you've got your shopping and you've got your gambling and you've got your bingo and your quiz shows and that kind of stuff. So I think, you know, those are the things that I think are really, you know, kind of unexpected things and bonus things that you probably often wouldn't do on a normal vacation.
Yeah, I like that, and I really appreciate that answer, because it was perfect. You know, beyond the things that people typically think of, like shows and things that happen in the lounges or the theaters, there's so much more. The behind the scenes, I completely agree with you. There's no other place in the world that you're going to be able to get behind the scenes operation of how a cruise ship of these size cruise ships work today. And also the enrichment and the cooking, and like you said, even making the towel animals. I mean, these are all great things to walk away from a cruise. What I want to do, Gary, is keep you on the line for a second, because we're going to go to a commercial break in just a moment. But I want to ask you a little bit more about your book and where people can find out about it, and a little bit more where people can follow you. And then we're going to go on to our next guest. So you're listening to Cruise Views. Today's show is all about entertainment on the high seas, and this show is sponsored by MSC Cruises, the only cruise line where kids sail free all year long. And we are going to be right back after this commercial break, ask Gary a couple more questions, and then we'll move on to our second guest. So we will be right back. Stay tuned.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Do the adventures of Indiana Jones leave you curious about this exotic and unusual profession? If so, don't miss Indiana Jones, Myth, Reality, and 21st Century Archaeology with Dr. Joseph Schuldenrein. You'll learn about forensics, ancient civilizations, and human origins. Listen to Dr. Schuldenrein and colleagues discuss their excavations and related archaeological topics, ranging from the unique to the sublime, and yes, even the mundane. Indiana Jones, Myth, Reality, and 21st Century Archaeology, live Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, on Voice America Variety.
Tune into Around the World in a Glass, presented by Sportsman's. We're a show all about wine, spirits, and other beverages. Your host, Kimber Stonehouse, is a professional expert and wine enthusiast. Each week, we'll focus on a different region of the world, discuss wines and other beverages, talk about some of the top restaurants in the region, and what to pair with which wine. Just listening could make you almost an expert. Around the World in a Glass is heard live every Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. There are over 140 million products manufactured worldwide. It is impossible to know the ingredients in these products, especially those made overseas. Stan Salat Jr., President and CEO of the HSF Mark and the Counterfeit Mark Alliance, is the host of People to People, working together for your safety. Stan believes in our right to know the type and amount of hazardous materials in consumer products and whether they are counterfeit. Find out how you can protect yourself every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Variety. Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to Cruise Views with Ken Muscat, brought to you by MSC Cruises. We're ready for your questions and comments about the cruise industry, so call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Or you can send an email to cruise.views@msccruisesusa.com. Now, back to this week's show.
Welcome back to Cruise Views. I'm your host, Ken Muscat. Today's show is brought to you by MSC Cruises, and we are talking all about entertainment on the high seas today, which is an incredible topic to talk about when it comes to the cruise industry. And our first guest is Gary Bembridge, who's a cruise expert and blogger. And we just finished talking to Gary about some of the alternatives to the typical of what people would expect on a cruise, the things that are different than what you would find in the theater or in the lounges, things like behind-the-scenes tours and enrichments and lectures and walking away from a cruise experience, learning a thing or two that you would have never expected. Before we go on to our second guest, I still have Gary on the line, and I just wanted to ask him two more quick things. Gary, you and I were talking a little bit at the commercial break about how popular the branded entertainment has become, and this is fairly new for the cruise industry, just over the last maybe 5-6 years or so. Talk a little bit about what people can expect from a branded entertainment side.
Yeah, and I think it's very exciting because also, you know, as we know, things like the Broadway shows and West End shows are very expensive and difficult to, you know, for a lot of families particularly to go to. And I think what's interesting is how some cruise lines are embracing kind of very well-known big shows. So you've got, you know, your Broadway and Vegas shows, whether it's the Blue Man Group or Rock of Ages or Legally Blonde, which is coming on things like, you know, the Norwegian Cruise Line. Mm-hmm. But I also think what's interesting is increasingly the cruise line is also managing to attract big-name entertainers. So although it's more UK-focused, for example, but Russell Watson is a very big opera singer, and he does regular cruises now on P&O. And I believe, you know, groups like Kiss and New Kids on the Block have been on. I also find it interesting you're increasingly seeing, you know, TV shows like Dancing with the Stars, Strictly Come Dancing, Deal or No Deal, these kinds of things which people are familiar with. They see them on television, but can now actually be part of on cruise lines, which I think are really, it's probably going to be a growing trend. It's great, you know, because you can, the game you watch on primetime television, you can now take part in on the cruise ship.
Yeah, and I want to remind our listeners, too, that you can always go on to the cruise line websites where they're doing a really good job these days of listing these theme cruises and specialty acts and game shows and things that they offer. And also, whenever you're interested in a cruise and finding out more about a cruise, contact a travel agent. They're absolutely the best choice that you've got to give you all the different alternatives that are out there and educate you on what the best prices or best options are. And they can also talk to you about the entertainment. So be sure to ask them about these things that Gary is talking about. Gary, before we let you go, I mentioned at the very beginning that you have a book entitled The Cruise Traveler's Handbook, which is due to be published at the end of this month. So congratulations on that. And where can people find out more about that?
Yeah, so there's a couple of places. Probably the best place to go to is a site which is called thetravelershandbooks.com. So it's thetravelershandbooks.com. And there you'll see the others in the series. And then if you look at Cruise Traveler's Handbook sort of tab there, you'll find more about my book. But it's very exciting, actually, because I got the first printed version today to sign off on, so it's very topical. But it should be out on the normal sort of booksellers, online booksellers, like Amazon and those kind of places by the end of the month. But if the travelershandbooks.com is probably the best place to go.
Great. And then we also had mentioned Tips for Travelers with two L's. So Tips for Travelers.
Yeah, the UK spelling two L's, yeah.
Okay, TraveLers.com. And this is where people can follow your travels, your blogs, and find out how to reach you on Twitter and all of that stuff, right?
Exactly.
Well, we appreciate you joining us and being our first guest, Gary. Thank you so much for the insight, a very different perspective of how to look at entertainment on the high seas. And I encourage everybody to follow Gary. He's got great adventures and great tips. And we look forward to speaking to you again in the near future, Gary.
Great, Ken. Thanks very much.
Thank you for joining us. So I want to jump right into our second guest, Brent Jensen from Blendcraft Wines. Again, we're going to go to a little bit of a different perspective here on what you would typically think of in cruise ship entertainment. Brent has actually been working in the wine business since 1999, where he became a cellar master for a California winery. And over the years, he has owned his own wine bar, marketed wineries, worked in import and export of wines, and even started his own wine brand called Port City. Today, as Director of Winemaking Operations for Blendcraft Wines, Brent handles all onboard wine programs for cruise ships, including staff training, wine procurement, on-site logistics, and is responsible for creative and new innovative ideas for the onboard winemaking program. So, Brent, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, good afternoon, Ken. I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you because we're talking all about entertainment on the high seas. And, you know, again, like we were talking about with Gary, many people think it's going into the theater and seeing singers and dancers and variety acts, which is all great. But what you're going to talk to us about is really a unique opportunity that fits a little bit more in line with what Gary was speaking about earlier on the education and enrichment and walking away learning a thing or two. So tell us a little bit about how this idea came to be of starting to work with cruise ships and the winemaking experience or wines overall.
Well, sure. Yeah, our founder, Jeffrey Maltzman, he grew up near Napa. Spending some time with some college friends and spent 5 years at sea and actually worked, he was with 19 different cruise ships in various positions. He got together again with some college friends and started doing some event planning and wine industry to create Blendcraft. We actually hire active California winemakers, generally from the Napa, Sonoma, or the Valley regions, to lead unique and interactive entertaining and wine-themed activities. So that's how the concept got started. I came on board during the company's beta test 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Just absolutely fell in love with what we did. Here I am 2 years later and essentially running the entire shipboard operations and the educational component for the company. It's been absolutely wonderful.
Well, that's got to be very exciting, and I know that it is a very popular activity and something that many people are very interested in, and cruise ships are somewhat unique because there's not that many places where you can go other than going to Napa and going to visit wineries, of course. There's not that many other vacation destinations where you can go and participate in something like this. So tell us the kinds of activities that Blendcraft Wines offers on board for cruisers to participate in.
Sure, absolutely. By far and away, our most popular activity on board is our winemaker experience. It's a 90-minute interactive wine blending experience where the passenger gets taken through a series of tasting, analyzing the wines, grading the wines. Then we go through the next process, which is basically taking the four different varietals, whether they're red or white. And one of the things that we always stress is these are pure varietals. So we don't want to give you a blended wine that's already been blended. We like to give you pure varietals like a Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, Cabernet Franc, etc. And we allow the passengers to blend the wines, come up with a very unique profile that suits their taste. You know, one of the things that's very intimidating about wine sometimes is people get forced into, okay, you need to drink this and you need to do that. Well, one of the things that our program does is allows them to create, you know, their own expression of what they like. And we've just found that it's been, you know, such an entertaining and educational experience for them that, you know, they just rave about it. And it's been a lot of fun because we do this event in very public areas on the ship. We're not stuck in a corner somewhere. So we have so many people passing by and just stopping. I mean, as a matter of fact, the last cruise I was on, one of the last activities we did on the winemaker experience, I had about 10 people standing there going, oh my, this looks like a lot of fun. So I think that's been the biggest thing that we've developed on the ship is that, you know, it gives someone, you know, gives the passenger something totally unique and different that really none of, you know, very few of the ships have available. So, you know,
and do the passengers need to be wine connoisseurs to participate, or can you, you know, I love drinking wine, but I don't know much about them. So can anybody participate in this, or do you really need to know what you're talking about?
Oh, absolutely not as far as being a wine connoisseur. As a matter of fact, I really try to demystify that as much as possible. I actually like to use the word cork dork. That kind of gets people laughing and, you know, kind of breaks the ice a little bit, but absolutely not. As a matter of fact, I actually like to get the people who are, you know, new to wine or more beginners because, you know, once they start the activity and they start blending and, you know, putting the wines together, boy, that light just goes on. And it's like, oh my goodness, you know, I never realized that, you know, you can do this by just adding a small amount of this to this to this to change it, you know, into something that's, very pleasurable for them. But gosh, no, you know, we certainly welcome connoisseurs, but I really think that the people that have the most fun are the new to the wine, you know, wines, and also people who just kind of drink it every day but get pigeonholed a little bit in terms of, well, I only drink this. So, you know, it really kind of expands their horizons a little bit and allows them to, you know, to be more comfortable in terms of exploring the wine a little bit.
And the most important question is, you know, after you participate in this wine blending experience, do you get to taste your own wine and either bring it with you or taste it right there on the spot?
Oh, absolutely. Well, first off, it's one of the reasons that you'll notice the decibel level tends to go up a little bit during the session when we start from like the first minute to the last minute. But no, actually, what's very cool is that after the third blend and they come up with the blend that they like, we actually go through the entire bottling process with them. We take a 750 milliliter bottle. We create the blend for them. They fill the bottle. We cork it. We actually put a foil on it. We do a custom label. And they basically have their branded bottle right in front of them that they can take with them off the ship. They can also generally on most ships can take them to dinner. Sometimes there's a nominal corkage fee, but oh, by all means, we very much encourage the wine to be consumed. You know, the bottle can be used as a souvenir on the shelf, you know, sometime later. But you know, it's so much fun to drink it because they had so much fun making it.
Wow, it sounds incredibly exciting and something that I think many of our listeners, including myself, would like to learn a little bit more about. We're going to get ready to go to a commercial break, but I want to keep you on to ask you a couple of more questions because I want to find out a little bit more about the activity, the cost of the activity, and what you're seeing, you know, with this going into the future. So we are going to continue talking to Brent Jensen from Blendcraft Wines all about this unique entertainment on the high seas topic of wine blending. And we appreciate everybody listening to Cruise Views. This is Ken Muscat. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back with Brent, and then we will go to our third guest, Jim D'Amico. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
In the spirit of Have Couch, Will Travel, Dr. Carol Lieberman creates a haven of sanity in an increasingly insane world. Each day we are bombarded with news of events that have never crossed our wildest nightmares. Society is spiraling out of control and everyone is reeling from it. But now there's an answer. The best way to keep sane in this insane world is to tune in to Dr. Carol's Couch on Voice America. Dr. Carol, a certified media psychiatrist, will broadcast live from her Beverly Hills office every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Call or log in and get help with whatever is sending you reeling whenever you need a soothing voice to calm and advise you. That's Dr. Carol's Couch every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on America's Voice, voiceamerica.com.
Family caregivers face some tough challenges every day in caring for a partner, parent, child, sibling, friend, neighbor, or even coworker. You are there to provide the care that these people need after everyone else has gone home. Family Caregivers Unite with Dr. Gordon Atherley will provide you with a social networking experience. You'll hear from experts and others who are experiencing the same things, and together you will promote a common cause. Tune in to Family Caregivers Unite live every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Variety.
Many people are seeking to make a difference in the world, but few actually have the tools to do so. Every week, host Mary Beth Lodge and her guests will have you thinking forward and will give you the tips to keep your life, goals, priorities, and choices on track. The result is an easier, happier, and more inspired life. The name of the program is What Matters. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. What really matters is the positive changes that you'll bring to your life and the world just by listening.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to Cruise Views with Ken Muscat, brought to you by MSC Cruises. We're ready for your questions and comments about the cruise industry. So call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Or you can send an email to cruise.views@msccruisesusa.com. Now, back to this week's show.
Welcome back to Cruise Views. I'm your host, Ken Muscat, and today's show is brought to you by MSC Cruises. We're talking all about entertainment on the high seas and having a very interesting conversation with Brent Jensen from Blendcraft Wines, talking about just one of the many activities that you can do on board ships, but this one is a personal favorite of mine, all about wine blending right there at sea. You can learn about it, you can learn how to bottle it, you can make your own blend, and you can take it away with you. So and you don't have to worry about being a cork dork, which I'm going to steal that line that Brent said. You can even be a cork dork and participate in this activity and love it. So Brent, talk about cost for a second. I mean, you said it was a 90-minute wine blending experience, and you can even bottle your own wine and in some cases take it with you. What are the cost ranges that people can expect?
Well, generally what we do is I'll quote what we do on MSC, since that's where the majority of what we do is based. You can actually just do the session if you'd like for just $10, and if you decided you didn't want to make a bottle. But one of the things is when we do our sessions of 12, generally that very rarely, if ever, happens. So if you want to make a bottle, the general cost for the session, the 90-minute session in the bottle, runs around $25, and then you have the option of making two, making three, or more. So the cost can go up anywhere from there to about $60.
Oh wow! So that's not bad at all. It sounds like a great value.
Yeah, no, it definitely won't hit you in the pocketbook. No, there's a lot of as I like to say, bottle for the buck.
Yeah, no, that's great. And what about for our listeners interested in learning more about wines? I mean, this is obviously something that you feel very passionate about and you know a lot about. How do you suggest they go about learning? You know, for, again, those cork dorks out there, what's the best way to learn and educate yourself a little bit about the wines?
Well, you know, gosh, I mean, if you don't live in a wine region or you don't have, you know, all those great tasting rooms around you, like I've been very fortunate to grow up with, you know, between the internet, between most of your grocers and your fine wine shops, the videos that are out there, you know, now with so much emphasis being placed on wine and wine and food pairing, goodness, you know, so many grocery stores, so many of the, you know, the wine shops, the liquor stores all have educational events now with, they bring in various wineries from across the country or even from France and Spain and Italy. So I think there's a lot of opportunity out there to learn in very, you know, unintimidating, you know, type of atmosphere, and that's definitely what I, you know, encourage people to do is, you know, you got to touch it and feel it. You know, wine is one of those, you know, one of those everyday things that I don't think there should be any intimidation. I mean, it's one of the oldest beverages known to man. So,
right.
Goodness gracious, you should go out and give it a try. And I think, you know, really keep your mind open to all the different possibilities in terms of wine from all these different countries, because it's the beauty of it is there's so much to offer. And you just have to kind of, you know, open up your mind a little bit and give it a try.
Yeah, and you've just given us a great alternative, because a lot of times people think you have to go to Napa or you have to do something to experience this, and you've just opened up our minds to know that you can go on a cruise, you can go on MSC cruises, and you can experience this activity while you're enjoying your cruise vacation for a nominal fee, and it sounds like an incredible, educating, and fun activity that I personally can't wait to try out. So we appreciate you giving us this update, Brent, and if people want to find out more, where do you suggest they go?
Sure, they can go right to our website. It's pretty interactive. It's got everything that we do on the ships and how we do it. And it's www.blendcraftwine.com.
Well, we appreciate it, and thank you so much for joining us as our second guest on Cruise Views. And hopefully we will myself and others will see you on board and get to participate in this ourselves very soon.
Great, Ken. Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Look forward to seeing everyone on the ocean.
Sounds great. Thanks, Brent.
You
bet. So our third guest today is somebody who's a personal friend, great guy, and knows a tremendous amount about entertainment at sea. And his name is Jim D'Amico. He's the owner of Punch Entertainment. As owner of Punch Entertainment, Jim coordinates entertainment for cruise ships, conventions, theaters, and casinos, including managing installations of audio, video, and lighting systems. Since 1979, he's worked in the entertainment industry, and he has been a musician, a band leader on board major cruise lines, and from entertainer, Jim progressed to managing performers and operations of onboard entertainment activities and staff, supervising shore excursion programs, and eventually becoming vice president of entertainment and land tours for a major cruise line. He has more than 30 years' experience working in the industry. Today, he is responsible for bringing a slew of successful performers to the high seas, and I most recently have personally been working with Jim on some of the outstanding entertainment and performers that we are bringing to the MSC Divina, which is coming to the Caribbean in just 24 days, leaving out of Port Miami year-round. So, Jim, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Ken. Pleasure to be here.
Well, it's great to talk to you, and, you know, our first two segments were very interesting because they were the opposite of what many people probably think of when you think of entertainment on the high seas. We were talking a lot about enrichment and lectures and walking away being more educated on things such as wine and towel animals and all kinds of other things. But what we're going to talk to you about is a little bit more of the traditional type stuff that people think about when you think about entertainment on the high seas. And that is actually what is taking place in these giant theaters that today hold up to 1,600 people or more, and some of these incredible lounges that are built for performance or specialty acts. So tell us a little bit, you know, you've been working in shipboard entertainment for some time. How has this progressed over the years? What are the biggest changes that you've seen?
Well, from when I first started in this business, the ships were not nearly as technologically advanced as they are now. And so in the beginning, which I consider, you know, like the late 70s, or, you know, that's not really the beginning, but it's of the new era, I would guess. That's where it kind of started. You know, it was all live shows, cabarets, bands, you know, disco bands, stuff like that. Whereas now, with the ships being so incredibly large and and just serious techno going on everywhere,
right?
The production shows have become just stellar, and some companies are doing making deals with Broadway shows. Some companies are producing them themselves with highly qualified producers, and they're with all the sound and light technology that's going on. They're brilliant. The shows are brilliant.
Yeah, you bring up a good point, actually, because you mentioned Broadway-style shows, and, you know, we've talked about Vegas-type acts and the technology that's involved in these theaters and all this kinds of stuff. I mean, this is the kind of thing that you would expect to see, if not similar or even better. You would see these things in Vegas or on Broadway in New York, and now we're bringing them onto cruise ships. But the value is unbelievable. You're not going to pay to see these shows. You're paying. It's part of your cruise, and it's providing an unbelievable experience. And would you say that this is a becoming a big driver for people to choose cruise vacations?
Absolutely. I think that the whole all-inclusive concept of cruising is certainly a plus for any potential guest that is looking to go on a vacation. You know, I mean, if you go to Vegas, and, you know, Vegas is great. You go there, you got to get a hotel, you got to have a rental car, you'll be stuck in traffic, you got to get your show tickets, you got to do this, you got to do that. Coming on a cruise, all that stuff is sort of just, you don't have to do that, which makes it a more relaxful environment.
Right.
Plus all the other amenities, like the food, which is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Think about all the activities. You know, there's everything from like bowling to rock climbing to surfing to, you know, pool. I've seen everything on ships these days. And, you know, and then there's all the lectures, the demonstrations. I was really interested in listening to the end of the wine conversation.
Yeah,
that was
very
really
cool activity.
See, that's something that I would like. Anything like health and wellness, something about winemaking. I mean, it's educational on top of everything. Right.
So, what are some of the biggest entertainment options that you're seeing these days? You know, with this new era of cruise ships, and you talked about the technology and stuff. What are your maybe top two or three biggest things that you're seeing today that our listeners should know about?
Well, I think that two things. I think that of course the production shows, and depending on the taste of the clients that want to come out and sail, I think that they need to choose the ship that's right for them. And the other thing is, I think that name entertainment is playing a bigger part these days in cruise ships, where you could go out and see a celebrity. I'm not like on any cruise you book, but if you research and you talk to expert travel agents, you could get some good advice on what to do. But the entertainment that is on board ships might not be celebrity entertainment, but it's really, really fine entertainment. Right off of Vegas, right from Broadway, so and so and so on.
Exactly, and you know, we were talking in a previous segment about things like Dancing with the Stars and America's Got Talent,
right,
and some of these TV shows that then these people, these winners or these contestants, are going on board ships and performing,
sure,
which is becoming a pretty new and exciting trend. Jim, we're going to go to a commercial break, but we have a number of other questions to ask you because we haven't even started to get into some of the exciting entertainment that you can find on board, as well as talking a little bit about shore excursions. So we're on the line with Jim D'Amico, who's the owner of Punch Entertainment, tremendous background in the cruise industry. Today's Cruise View show is all about entertainment on the high seas. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we will be right back to talk to Jim D'Amico a little bit more. So stay tuned.
Yes. stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Ready to chat about your favorite soap operas? The Daytime Discussion is here with Dan J. Kroll and Soap Central Live. For the past 15 years, Dan has been dishing and discussing on SoapCentral.com. And now he's taking the talk to the airwaves of the Voice America Variety Channel. You'll go behind the scenes with the biggest stars of daytime, along with guest commentary from the Soap Central columnists. And we'll take your questions and comments during our live show. Soap Central Live, every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Conservation starts with us. Learn about environmental concerns each week when you tune in to Our Wild World with host Ellie Weiss. Our show centers on Africa each week and what's being done to save our wildlife, ecology, and ourselves. However, we'll also discuss what's going on closer to home. And most importantly, we'll let you know what can be done in our own backyards by featuring guest experts and featuring your questions and answers. Listen every Monday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Tune into Around the World in a Glass, presented by Sportsman's. We're a show all about wine, spirits, and other beverages. Your host, Kimber Stonehouse, is a professional expert and wine enthusiast. Each week, we'll focus on a different region of the world, discuss wines and other beverages, talk about some of the top restaurants in the region, and what to pair with which wine. Just listening could make you almost an expert. Around the World in a Glass is heard live every Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
News. Opinion. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to Cruise Views with Ken Muscat, brought to you by MSC Cruises. We're ready for your questions and comments about the cruise industry. So call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Or you can send an email to cruise.views@msccruisesusa.com. Now, back to this week's show.
Welcome back to Cruise Views. I'm your host, Ken Muscat. I want to remind you to follow us on Twitter using the hashtag Cruise Views so you can join the discussion about today's show. And also like us at MSC Cruises USA on facebook.com/MSC Cruises USA. We are on the phone with Jim D'Amico, who's the owner of Punch Entertainment, talking all about entertainment on the high seas, challenging a lot of the misperceptions that people have out there about cruise line entertainment. And Jim, I wanted to jump into this segment asking you a little bit about the popularity of theme cruises and full ship charters. This seems to be really taking off over the years. And there's some major acts in entertainment and bands that have a huge fan base that are taking out, participating in theme cruises and full ship charters. Tell us a little bit more about that and what is becoming popular these days.
Well, to stand out and get attention, companies have started to market theme cruises, and also travel agents and private charters have chartered ships to bring on specialty entertainment. And it could be anything from... it could be country, it could be classic rock, big band, R&B, jam cruises, blues cruises are very popular. And they'll bring on a slew of entertainers for the whole week. And the fact that everybody is there because it's a common like, they get really close and they have a really great time.
Right.
And I think that's one of the most important things about it is... you know, for experienced cruisers who go on board ships, they've done it. They go, you know, but if they're with a group of people that have the same likes as them and they're listening to, say, a big band cruise or, you know, they're dancing or country cruise or whatever it is, it's just more satisfying to them. You know, they just, you know, they kind of remember it
Yeah, definitely. They're becoming very, very popular, and you see them advertised a lot now. And to your point, to be on there with a whole bunch of people that have the same likes and interests as you do and are fans of a particular, you know, type of entertainment or band is an incredible fun and just adds to the experience of the overall cruise. Now, last week we discussed family travel options, and I wanted to ask you what you're seeing as far as options for kids these days. I mean, I know there's the youth programs and the facilities are incredible these days, but cruise lines are also investing in new entertainment and exciting options for kids themselves as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
That's true. Well, I you know, kids have it made these days on cruise ships. I mean, it's every bit as good as going to a Disney theme park or a Universal Studios or any kind of competition that's out there. As the ships become larger and there are so many more things added, like water slides, video game rooms, simulators, and the activity staff on board ships these days are just like number one. They do a great job. They get the most out of the youth program. The kids get the most out of the youth program, and they get to see all the shows, too. And the fact is, a ship is a unique environment for a kid who, like, walks up to a ship for the first time and, like, goes, wow, we're going on this? That's part of the whole deal, you know?
Right.
So he or she is already looking forward to just getting on board and exploring, and then, you know, it's like Christmas, the kid that like plays with the box. It's the same thing. It's like there's so much to do, you know?
Yeah, it is. I wish I was a kid again. Yeah. With the way that these cruise ships are, it is a some of them are floating amusement parks and have just everything to offer. Like you said, the staff is incredible, the facilities are incredible.
Yeah.
The ship alone is great, and then you add the exciting water slides and Formula One simulators and 4D movie theaters and all these things for the kids, and you can be assured that they're going to be extremely happy.
And there's not a lot of lines, and there's not a lot of waiting time. It's like you go around and you meet your friends in the disco. They have kids' discos. They have special dinners for the kids, and they give parents a night out by having a dinner for the kids where the parents could know that the kids are being taken care of and having a good time, and they're having a nice quiet dinner with adults.
Yeah.
It's all part of the experience.
So here's a question to stump you a little bit. And I want you to just answer. I want you to give me your best answer. What do you think the future looks like for entertainment on board cruise ships?
Well, my feeling is being creative and having, you know, taking it to the next level. We need to get involved, I think, in some kind of Hollywood aspect, and live concerts. And ships need to be kind of developed for this. They need to be, like, for example, the deck could be arranged where with a little bit of equipment and stuff could become like a sort of an outdoor live concert theater. That does a show while the ship is sailing slow to some port or something. Name entertainment, I think, has to come back. When I was working for some cruise lines, we had done name entertainment and it was very successful. It needs to come back. It needs to come back. People need to buy the cruise because their favorite entertainer is coming on board. That's one thing. Hollywood could get involved with film and stars and have all kinds of, they could be maybe do a live shoot on ships, a show that is pretty much like a live, could be a television series or something. That needs to happen again because, video equipment's gotten so small these days that, you know, it's not like it used to be where there was, you know, you needed booms and cranes and things like that.
Yeah, we need the new updated state of the art Love Boat series to start again.
There you go. And so, I think Hollywood could get involved and find it attractive for them for advertising. And I think stars, I think, you know, the bands, I think that's where it needs to go. I mean, yeah. they'll always stay on the high end now of technology, because that's what ships are now. I mean, they build them. There's the highest quality digital televisions and movies and video walls and sound and lighting and stuff like that. But it's really, all that is great, but you've got to do something creative with it.
Yeah,
you've
exactly.
Got to get the talent.
Yeah.
You've got to support, all that just has to support great talent.
So, Jim, where should people go to find out more about the entertainment on board and learn a little bit more about what you've talked about today?
Well, I think they should go right to the websites of the cruise lines, and I think the cruise lines should be very I think they should be very sensitive to putting the entertainment on the website. And maybe there's a disclaimer at the end that says, you know, in case of any kind of switch, that's one thing that is a problem to the cruise lines. If anything switches, people go, I bought the cruise especially for that. But no, it doesn't have to be that way.
Right.
You know, you just say, this is what we have. This is what's going on. And there has to be a change. There's a change that happens everywhere. So
right.
That's what I think.
So go directly to the cruise lines websites and also work with a travel agent who, like I mentioned before, has some great information. Jim,
right.
I want to really appreciate, thank you rather, for joining us. Some great information. And we covered all bases of entertainment on the high seas with our guest today. So thank you for rounding us up there, Jim. And again, if you want to experience it for yourself, talk to a travel agent, go onto the cruise lines websites and find out more. Want to just remind you that you can follow us by following us on Twitter at Ken Muscat or at MSC Cruises USA. Next week's show is all about food, Mediterranean style food. We're going to have some great guests. We're going to make you walk away after listening to the show being very, very hungry. I also want to remind you to log on and to the Facebook page of MSC Cruises USA and check out our Cruise Views Question of the Week. Send your answers to cruise.views@msccruisesusa.com, and you can be a winner of a great CD set for donated by Jim D'Amico of all the entertainment that we've had and we've talked about. So thank you so much for listening to Cruise Views this week. I'm Ken Muscat, your host. The show's brought to you by MSC Cruises, and next week we'll be talking all about food. So until then, enjoy your weekend, and we will listen and hear you next Friday. Have a great weekend, everyone.
It's time to set sail. So that's all the time we have for this week. But make sure to join Ken Muscat again next week as MSC Cruises presents another edition of Cruise Views next Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Bon voyage for now.